Quite a number of these things are very recent. Not as recent as that plant from Mexico that's pressed against the window over there at the Fieries and Snuffies, but recent. I think about it partly because I'm modulating from something very recent, a game and a brother, to something that's old. And I want to identify, this time I want to identify an editor. His name was Richard Ashman. I guess maybe I'm speaking mostly to you young writers here. They don't make editors like that anymore. Richard Ashman, he ran the New Orleans Poetry Journal. And from way off, I was up in Oregon, and I heard about this place. I sent off some poems. Like by airmail, when there was airmail, and it was different. Here came a check so fast, I didn't see how he had time to read my poems. Right back. And he was like that. He was very generous, and he would send back these checks by return mail and put out this magazine. I have old copies of the New Orleans Poetry Journal. It's got all sorts of people we hear about now, and I guess I never have gone around to ask them, were you as poor as I was when Richard Ashman used to send those checks? I mean, you know, people, as I remember, people like Galway Kinnell and James Wright, and you know, that generation. It seemed like almost everybody. I should check around here to see if there's anyone old enough to hoist the glass as I do to Richard Ashman.